Since 1992, the Mason Clinic in West Auckland has been home to people with a mental illness who've also committed a crime. More than half of its patients are Māori, even though Māori only make up 16% of the population. In 2005, during Matariki, or the Māori New Year, a unique ceremony is taking place at the clinic. Patients and staff are welcoming manuhiri or visitors onto a building site. Taking shape on the site is a new 10-bed rehabilitation unit. It's not the clinic's first rehab unit, but it's their first to be run according to Māori kaupapa or principles, combining Māori culture and the best of Western medicine. Dr. Sandy Simpson is the Mason Clinic's clinical director.
The reason we're building is because of increasing demand in the area of forensic mental health, and that 50% of the people we serve are Māori. So in addition to the other 85 beds we have here, a culture-specific venue for rehabilitation is clearly very much in accordance with the needs and demands that we have in the service. So, and we think we'll provide much better further gains in quality of outcome for people who come here.
During the ceremony, a specially carved stone is passed around the group while hymns are sung and karakia or prayers are said. Then the stone is buried under the foundations of the new building. The stone symbolises the commitment of those present to the unit's success and their common connection with Papatūānuku or Mother Earth. It's a reflection of the Māori worldview that'll permeate this new facility. It's all about applying Māori principles to mental health. It's a holistic, whole-of-life approach that argues you can't see a person's mental illness in isolation from the rest of their life.
Hey,